We're talking high school football here on KSOM. It's time to talk Southwest Valley football with head coach for the Timberwolves, Keegan Lagabaugh. And coach, a good win, 13-0 over Red Oak to start off the season. How are you feeling after the big win over the Red Oak Tigers?
Well, we feel extremely confident and happy with the way we ended up playing on Friday. I mean, offensively, we were able to move the ball all night. We just had a little bit of struggles when we got down in their red zone and of punching the ball in. But Coach Kyle Chafa, our defensive coordinator, had a heck of a plan against what Red Oak was going to bring to the table. He added in a little bit of a 3-3-5 defense. And, you know, we didn't work on it too awful much, but the guys trusted what he was putting in, and it all worked out in the end.
Well, what stood out most defensively? Let's start there, because they pitched a shutout against Red Oak. It didn't seem like the Tigers could do much offensively. They had 89 yards throwing, only 44 yards rushing. What stood out most defensively?
Well, guys, just they trusted their keys at the end of the day. You know, our linebackers had a little bit more responsibility if they had to play the run game and also be aware of the pass game. So, they didn't get their eyes caught in the backfield. They were reading their keys like their guards. They just saw their first step where it was going. And, guys were actually, wrapping up and tackling individually. You know, we always emphasize that we need to have at least three or four guys to the football. But, it was a lot of those guys were able to showcase their talents by having a lot of solo tackles.
Well, Devin Greenwalt was there, 6.5 tackles, 3.5 for a loss. Bo Johnston had 2.5 tackles for a loss. So these were some guys who were making plays. What did you see from these two particularly and others who were making some plays for you there?
Yeah, Devin was he was creating havoc all night on the defensive line. You know, he ended up drawing a couple holding calls. It just seemed like they had a hard time, slowing him down. He was able to contain the quarterback. And, one thing we always say about defensive line is, you're not always going to get the big plays. You're not going to get all the tackles. But, we're fortunate he was able to do that. But not just him, but the entire defensive line, they were able to contain Fisher and contain Byer and make sure that they didn't get outside. So just doing that, they had guys like Bo Johnston and a Gavin Wetzel who were flying all around the football on the inside as well. But when they drop back to pass, we have to give a lot of recognition to our secondary, guys like Cale Hogan, Brody Crozier, that really stood out as well, too, that just seemed like wherever Fisher was rolling out to, they were somewhere to be found.
And how about Wyatt Mendenhall? He threw for 154, ran for 152. I mean, that's as balanced as you can get there.
Yeah, Wyatt is he's kind of that two-headed monster that we talk about. He's very smart, intelligent football player. He's one of those guys who just is like a sponge. He soaks everything in, and he can read a defense really well. Unfortunately, he did take a lot of hits on the offensive side, not just running. When he would scramble out, we talked to him a little bit about getting rid of the ball a little bit earlier, and we need to hold up a little bit longer up front. But, yeah, Wyatt, he had two big breakaway runs, and he's one of those guys that's really tough to catch. He's one of those really solid 400 runners in track. So he has a lot of endurance. And then he was able to put a lot of footballs in good spots. He should have had more passing yards, but we had a few routes that, we kind of stopped running on. So we were really talking to him about, keep putting that ball exactly where you are, and we'll adjust as receivers.
What was the message at halftime with a scoreless game there, and then you come out and score a couple of touchdowns in the third quarter? So obviously something resonated where you were finally able to finish drives as opposed to getting stalled, which I imagine that was happening in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, of course, as Coach Chafa being a defensive coordinator, he was really excited that we were pitching a shutout in the first half there. And, he really kind of got the guys amped up for the defensive side. And, I felt like we were in the right boat. I mean, we were moving the football the entire night. I just kept telling the guys, once we get down to the red zone, they're not going to give up. They don't just see that they're, we're moving the ball and they're not going to quit on you. So we were finally able to do that. you know, we punched the ball inside the 10, and it took us about to a fourth down, and Gavin Wetzel had a tremendous catch and ended up fighting his way into the end zone. So that kind of sparked us. And then, you know, we had a position where their defense was flowing, and we caught him with a naked boot on the backside for Wyatt to get a big 56-yard touchdown run. So, I mean, it was a position at halftime where we said, just keep trusting what we're doing. We're doing things right. We just have to finish our drives.
And tell me about Wetzel and just the game he had receiving, 5 catches, 93 yards. Obviously, he was a big target for Wyatt there.
Yeah, he's a guy that was a big target for us last year. Him and Wyatt just have a really good chemistry. You know, we feel really confident with not just Gavin as a receiver, but we have Colton Pegg, who's kind of one of our sure-handed guys. He just, you know, had a couple passes on Friday where he was knocking the rest off too. I mean, he was, you know, we already talked to him, and he was looking upfield before the ball got to him. So we're really trusting Colton. And then Alex Morgan, he's kind of one of our new guys who, you know, he can be one of those guys who's more of a jump ball or kind of a red zone threat is what we're kind of looking at. But, you know, Gavin, he had a really solid year last year. You know, he had the most catches and the most yards as a receiver, but had no touchdowns. So we were happy to see him get a touchdown on Friday. For all the work that he puts in the off season as well. You know, Gavin's one of those guys who's going to catch the ball, and he's immediately finds space, and he's very smart with the way he, when he starts running with after the catch, you know, he's not one of those guys that's going to, you know, try to completely fight for a whole bunch of yards. He's one of those guys who's going to save a couple hits by getting out of bounds or finding the weak spot in the defense. But, you know, there was a jump ball that Gavin went up for and ended up coming down with it for a huge gain. So being able to see him start off and the way he has in the receiving game was amazing. And Gavin had a really good game all Friday. I mean, he was flying around the football on defense. He had a couple stops in the backfield as well. And then, you know, he only punted once, but it was a 52-yard punt that pinned him inside their own 5. So, you know, he had a huge game for us.
So this week, a tough opponent. It's going to get much tougher. South Central Calhoun, the Titans 1-0 after they beat Pocahontas Area 35-12. What's going to be the big challenges this week?
Yeah, I mean, we know that they graduated a lot from last year, so we've been kind of waiting to see what their film was going to be like on their new guys. And I've been watching it this weekend, and you know, they're just one of those schools that it seems like forever. They're one of them that just reloads. They're just kind of a football town up there at Lake City. So we're expecting a tough battle for sure. We know that we're in a kind of a juggernaut district. This is, you know, this is the toughest district I think the Southwest Valley's ever been in. But we come in with a better mentality all around as staff and players this year, and we at least knowing what to expect. I think we know that these teams are going to come out swinging, and we've got to be prepared, and we've got to swing right back instead of taking, you know, blows in the first half that can knock you out. So we know that South Central Calhoun is a very balanced team. Their players, they're guys that once they get into open space, they're tough to bring down. So if we can contain them like we just did with Red Oak on Friday, I think we're going to be sitting in a good boat for a good football game.
They ran the ball a ton last week against Pocahontas. They amassed a lot of yardage with 322 yards. Dorman for them at 93 yards, but they used a number of different guys there. What pressure does that put on your up front defensively for you to try and stuff the run? Because you'll have to worry about, you know, their passing game isn't that bad either. They didn't have to throw it that much last week.
Right. I mean, we know that they can throw the ball, but I mean, we're going to always be that kind of team that wants to stop the run game first. You know, Coach Chafe and I have talked, you know, that 3-3-5 defense is something that looks pretty solid right now. But, you know, that's not our bread and butter defense with our forefront. So we're going to probably end up trying to mix it in and see what they give us. If they're going to be that team that's going to be, you know, getting big chunk plays on runs, and we're going to have to go back to our forefront and maybe even throw in a little bit more, maybe a 5-front, or maybe throw a couple guys sending more pressure up the middle. But yeah, we know that that South Central Calhoun can, you know, really kind of had their way with Pocahontas on Friday. So we're just, if we can wrap and tackle and we can get to our spots and do everything that we did on Friday, I think we're going to be sitting in a spot defensively where our defense is going to keep us in the game. You know, I talked to the guys about defense this past week, and And our defense being able to play that solid was what kind of ended up giving us the momentum to carry us out for a win. So we're hoping that that doesn't just happen last week. We're hoping it carries out for the rest of the season.
Well, it's kind of hard to believe. District opener, but here it is as you take on the Titans of South Central Calhoun this week and then back to a non-district game next week and then back into district play the rest of the season. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck against Calhoun this week. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you, Chris.
Keegan Lagerbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley, the Timberwolves with us here on KSOM.